Uranium mining waste continues to cause upheaval in the village of Redwater Pond Road in the southeast corner of the Navajo Nation. The pollution, so impactful that the village sits in the midst of a Superfund site, has caused the relocation of some residents. The Environmental Protection Agency is working to remove radioactive waste, but it's going to take at least 7 years. Eric Jantz, Interim Executive Director of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center, is with me to talk about how we got here and what could be next for the village and the people who live there. Eric, what's the background of the residents and what are they having to deal with?
So the folks who live at Redwater Pond Road community, it's a exclusively Navajo community. It's in the Coyote Canyon chapter of the Navajo Nation. And this is a community that's been continuously inhabited for generations, at least since the late 1800s. it's a community that's very small. It's very rural, but it also happens to be located on top of some significant uranium ore bodies. Sitting on top of these uranium deposits made it tremendously attractive to uranium mining companies during the uranium boom of the 1950s through the late 1980s, early 1990s. And as a result, this community, where before the uranium boom, it was mostly the folks there were mostly herders. They would herd sheep and cattle. After uranium mining companies came, though, the area became essentially industrialized. It went from a basically rural community to an industrial community. Industrialization resulted in a tremendous amount of radioactive and heavy metal pollution, which often happens with uranium mining and mining in general. The community now is situated basically right in the middle of three Superfund sites, two abandoned uranium mines and one old uranium mill.
And the Superfund site means something very dramatic. I don't know if you could characterize it, but just how polluted is that area?
The Superfund designation is reserved for the most polluted areas in the country. And it's given when there is an area is so polluted that it requires immediate and long-term remediation cleanup. So it is a significant designation. The community has for decades approached EPA, US EPA, state government, tribal government with their concerns about contamination. They were for years they were unable to put necessarily a name to it, but you know they noticed that their kids were having birth defects, that people had that there were a lot of cancers in the community, that livestock was born deformed. So they had the lived experience of sickness and death in their community. And they brought these concerns. They knew it had something to do with the uranium mines and the waste that the uranium mines and mill produced. So they, for years, approached governments about this with nothing done. So finally, the community got a small grant in the early 2000s, and in 2005 produced a radiation survey of the community, which indicated that the radiation levels were something like, if memory serves, 15 times higher than what's considered safe for human habitation. So their communities were significantly polluted. The EPA at that point, when the community complained to them and the Navajo Nation intervened, finally paid attention and began some preliminary cleanup. That preliminary cleanup was completed in like 2009, but the community remains in the middle of these three Superfund sites that have not been completely cleaned up.
Mm-hmm. Does the EPA have a current plan for dealing with the waste that's there? And then what's the plan for placing the residents elsewhere?
The folks in Redwater Pond Road community don't want to live any longer near these radioactive and toxic waste dumps. It's been too long already. They've identified a place that is culturally appropriate. At the same time, however, EPA has so far rejected this option from the community and has been relocating individuals and individual families to locations either in other parts of the reservation or, for the most part, off the reservation. So far, the EPA hasn't respected the community's wishes for relocation, but hope springs eternal, so we'd like to continue to have conversations about it with
The EPA apparently admits that the remediation project is several years away, at least, from completion. So how do you see the next steps going forward?
We need to keep putting pressure on US EPA. There also needs to be pressure on the Navajo Nation government to intervene in really meaningful ways. But there's also, I think, a larger feeling that this is part of a larger problem, and that a full scale, that sort of working with other similarly situated communities, not only in New Mexico, but across the Southwest, could be beneficial in helping not only this community, but others that are in similar situations.
Eric Jantz is Interim Executive Director of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center.